Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Nedarim, and today we are up to Parak Tes, Mishnah Vav. Poskim Yom Tov Shabbosos, a valid form of Pesach is Yom Tov and Shabbos. If someone took an eder to fast or not to eat meat for some period of time, and Yom Tov and Shabbos comes in that period of time, and we say to him, wait, did you realize when he took the eder that there's going to be a Yontif, that there's going to be a Shabbos? And he says, no, I didn't realize, because the halacha is that you're supposed to eat meat on Yom Tov, because there's a mitzvah of Simcha. And Shabbos, there may or may not be a mitzvah of Simcha, but still it's customary to eat meat on Shabbos for the mitzvah of Oneg, Shabbos. Generally, whenever there's a mitzvah of Simcha, you know, it involves some amount of meat. Rav Shachter often points out that Maram Shik says that even at a Sheva Brachos, you have to eat meat, because it's a Suda of Simcha, so it's only Simcha if you have meat. A lot of people make Milchig a Sheva Brachos. Rav Shachter thinks that that's not proper. Anyway, Barishona Yu Omrim, originally the Chumash said that when such an opening, when such a Pesach is used, only those days of Shabbos and Yom Tov are mutter. The whole neder doesn't go away, it just doesn't include Shabbos and Yom Tov, but all the other days are still going to be included in the neder. That there's a rule in the Darim that if part of the neder is hutar, the entirety of the neder is hutar. So our Mishnah Zion now tells us more about that. Ketzad, what does that mean, hutar maksasa hutar kulo? Amar, a guy says, konam sheni nana l'kulcham, that I take a neder that I'm not going to have benefit from any of you, hutar echad mehan, so if one of them becomes mutter, meaning there's a heter or a hafara of the neder legabe one of the people that he took the neder against, hutru kulan, then they all become mutter because it was all part of the same neder. But if he says, sheni nana lazeh v'lazeh, I'm not going to take get hana from this guy, and also I'm not going to get hana from that guy, so if you mention each guy in the group separately, then we view it as a separate neder for each of them. So and it's just that you were matfis the neder of the second guy on the first guy. So then hutar harishon hutrukulan. So if the first guy that you took the neder against is hutar, they all fall away. But hutar ha'achron ha'achron mutavukulan asurin. But if you're only matir the last guy, then that's the only one that's hutar. The rest of them remain asur. Hutar emtsai. If one of the guys in the middle becomes hutar, him and elamata mutar. Anyone that follows him is going to be included in that heter, but him and elamala aser. Anyone who was mentioned prior to him is going to be aser. Meaning when the first guy, your hutar from the first guy, it's as if that person was never usher to you, and therefore, since you said the second person should be usher just like the first one, and the first one is mutter, so then the second one is mutter as well, and that continues down the line. She'ini nena lezeh karban, lezeh karban. If a person says the hana that I get from this guy is like a karban to me, and the hana from this guy is like a karban to me, tzrichim pesach kol echad v'echad. We view those as totally independent nedarim and need a separate pesach for each and every one of those nedarim. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that that a valid Pesach is Shabbosos and Yom Tovim, and we could say to the guy, had you known that your neder not to eat meat would include Shabbos and Yom Tov, would you have taken the neder? He says, I never would have taken it in such a case, so then that's a valid Pesach. But initially they thought that meant that he's only allowed to eat meat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but then Rabbi Akiva taught, no, neder shutam ksasu utar kulo, so he's allowed to eat meat whenever. And then we gave other examples of neder shutam ksasu hutar kulo when it does not apply. So if a person took a neder sheni nena lekulchem as an entire group, so that's when we say if one of them becomes hutar, they're all hutar. But if he says lazeh v'lazeh, then if one of them becomes hutar, only any other person that was included after that person is hutar, but anyone before that person is not going to be hutar. And if you say sheni nena lezeh karban, those are totally independent nedarim, and you need a pesach for each one of those independently. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnayis Ches and Tes.